بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, every once in your lifetime, you've probably looked into your mirror and you realized your life is missing something. You're off purpose. You know that there is so much in life to be grateful for, yet deep inside, you can sense a void which hints that you disconnected somewhere along the wiring of life. Somewhere something is not right. There is so much to be grateful for, but yet you feel disconnected. Many people spend their entire life with the wrong idea of true happiness, simply because true happiness is not attained through self-gratification, indulgence in luxury, amassing wealth, hankering after power and status, and crass materialism. But happiness is attained through a worthy and a higher cause. Happiness is attained through a worthy and a higher cause. Friends, when we lift the life of others, when we empower the lives of others who are less fortunate than us, or who are drowned in poverty, sickness, or those who are deprived of basic human rights, our personal quest for happiness comes to an end, as we will achieve what we're looking for in the satisfaction and the fulfillment of others. To free ourselves from the shackles of despair, to free ourselves from the shackles of despair, especially in these trying economic times, it is important that we dedicate ourselves to free others from the pains of suffering of life, and thereby make our charity and our annual obligatory of zakah a priority to be fulfilled with honor and integrity. When each one of us will come forward and willingly contribute a small proportion of our wealth, only 2.5%, what tremendous good would that be able to do for our society? This is exactly what Islam teaches us. This is exactly that Islam says, it's not only a religion, but it is a complete way of life. And it has always emphasized the charity of zakat, making the latter a fundamental tenet of Islam. It is one of the 5 major pillars of Islam that helps to frame a Muslim's life. It is mandatory upon those
who qualify are those whose wealth reaches a certain amount, which in Arabic is called nisab. Today's nisab was 9,102 rand. Of course, minus the liabilities and the debt. So if a person has, during the course of the year, his wealth will fluctuate all the time. There will be an increase, there will be a decrease. But all the time it's on that threshold. Then at the end of the lunar year, come whatever date you have stipulated, minus your liabilities and your debts, you give 2.5%. It refers to the purification of your wealth. So Muslims who have wealth over a certain amount are bound to pay zakat and give to those who are less fortunate and don't have the sufficient means to live with respect and human dignity. Now listen to this point. Amazing. I read in the tafsir last night about this ayah. Subhanallah. The less fortunate people, have been fortunate enough to be mentioned in the Quran. Subhanallah. Allah's workings are amazing. The less fortunate people are fortunate enough to be mentioned in the Quran. When Allah speaks of zakah, and Allah speaks of the categories of the people of zakah, the less fortunate, they are fortunate that Allah has mentioned them in the Quran. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا. That the alms are for the fuqara, the poor, the needy, those who are employed, to attract the hearts of those who have been inclined towards Islam, to free the captives, those who are in debt, and all this for Allah's cause. And all this, it is a duty that is imposed by Allah, and Allah is the all-knower, the all-wise. Zakah has been designed to help those in our society who are most in need. If one class of society keeps on accumulating wealth and does not share its wealth either with zakah or with charity or with anyone else, then the rest of society would be in the plight of need and desperation. And unfortunately, this is why society is divided into so many sections today. Zakah leads to the circulation of money on a broader scale and really kickstarts the economy. We all know that the biggest spenders or the drivers of the economy are the poor and the middle class. Those who drive the economy are the poor and the middle class. Why? And not the rich. The rich don't drive the economy because the wealth of the rich is either hoarded or it is spent on luxuries beyond the middle and the poor class. So it is the working class that drives the economy. Brothers and friends, that is why wealth is perhaps one of the major attractions of the world that people love the most. When a person willingly gives from his excess wealth, it actually means that he or she loves the order of Allah more than his wealth. He or she loves the order of Allah more than he or she loves his wealth. Respected elders, friends, there are certain misconceptions when generally people pay zakah. The one is that many people sometimes feel that zakah is only to be paid in the month of Ramadan, which is good. Alhamdulillah, many of us do calculate our zakat in the month of Ramadan, 1st, 3rd, whatever it is, 10th of Ramadan, 20th, because of the extra reward that comes with it, and etc. However, it is no way a means that zakat must only be paid or charities must only be given in the month of Ramadan. No, a Muslim, all the time he's accessible. His wealth comes and goes all the time. The tables turn with Allah all the time. Make shukr today that you are in a position to give. Make shukr to Allah that today you are in a position to give and not take. Allah forbid, Allah can turn tables. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So many times Allah has shown in our society. In fact, last week somebody told me of a case of an empire that the children crumbled. These were givers, today they are takers. Allah can turn tables, my friends. So zakah, charity, is something that has to be given on a regular basis. A Muslim can pay zakah all year round, discharge it monthly, and yes, he can consolidate it in the month of Ramadan, but its distribution he can give all the time. Then another misconception related to zakah is that it is only to be paid on gold or silver or jewelry, which is wrong. The Quran has mentioned and the hadith has used a standard unit of measurement. Therefore, the Quran has mentioned a standard measurement of gold and silver. So anything, whether it be cash, silver, property, savings account, investment, shares, other assets, worth the same amount as gold that is mentioned by Islam, is liable for zakat. Many people fall short of this. They say, Mawlana, but I didn't know I had to give zakat on this. I didn't know I have to pay zakat on this. All your assets are zakatable. So my respected elders and friends, when you're in doubt, what do? You ask. You don't want to cheat Allah. Do you want to? No, you don't want to cheat Allah. Because that same Allah who gave you that wealth is giving you the opportunities to spend that wealth. Then another misconception, many people think that zakat cannot be given to their poor relatives. Zakat cannot be given to their poor relatives or part of their family. Our relatives who are not our immediate blood relations in ascending or descending order. Besides them, they are eligible for zakat. Should be given actually first priority, whether it be our cousins, our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, whoever it may be. You're helping your relative attracts a double-fold reward. One is the reward of zakat, and the other is the reward of maintaining family ties, which holds a very great status in the position of Islam. So a double reward. And then, two things that we need to keep in mind when we're giving zakat to our relatives. Of course, you have to see that they fit the profile. But while discharging zakat to such relatives, there is no need to inform them that it is zakat. You have made your intention. You and your Allah knows what purpose this money is going for. So you can very nicely and uphold their dignity and integrity, drop the envelope in their hand and say, this is a gift for you. Or this is a hadiah for you. You don't have to tell them I'm giving you zakat. Allah knows that you're paying your zakat. Then also, my respected elders and friends, the second aspect to remember is that let's not make excuses for helping the poor and for helping our relatives, perhaps because we know of their background or habits. Or even remind them or others about this charitable deed once it's discharged. Many people actually do this. Do want to help their relatives, but then the devil whispers in your ears. Shaitan, what he does? He whispers in your ears and he tells you, but you know, his son is off track, man. Why must you help him? He doesn't come for namaz. Why must you help him? Oh, but his son went for a job. He's going for an interview. I think he'll get a job. Leave him out. He'll sort his life out. The man is in need. Who are you to judge whether you are going to sort him out or not? Allah gave you the opportunity to help him. Use that opportunity. Why are you looking for excuses not to help somebody? Why are you looking for excuses not to help somebody? You need to have that firm belief in your heart that my need for my reward by Allah is more than what my need is to give this poor person. You need to have that reward and that intention in your heart that my charity is reaching the hands of Allah before it is even reaching the hands of the poor person. Then you are giving with a clean heart. And then, my respected elders and friends, many people think, unfortunately, that they can cheat the Almighty the way they cheat the taxman. You can't cheat the Almighty the way you cheat the taxman. Allah is aware of everything. The fundamental difference between the two is that by giving to the Almighty, your wealth will be purified an increase in the coming year. That is the firm belief you must have. I'm giving in Allah's cause. I'm giving for my benefit. My coming year will go easy and my wealth, inshallah, will increase. But by giving the taxman, especially in this country, we don't want to go there. Inshallah, you all know what happens to that money. But nevertheless, don't resort to thinking that, you know, I'll transfer this into my wife's name so I can, you know, obligate the zakat on my side. And after Ramadan, I'll put it back onto my name, or I'll do this, or I'll do that, and other devious practices. My friends, you're only harming and cheating yourself in both worlds. You're only harming and you're cheating yourself. In conclusion, our environment and the world in which we live and work are the mirrors of our attitude, our deeds, and what we give back to them every day. Human life is not meant to be wasted in selfishness. It is meant to be dedicated to the good of others. To lead a purposeful and a worthy life, it's important that we remain honest to ourselves and we remain honest to society. A person of high character, a person of good mannerism, is one who serves his family, he serves society, he serves its people, he gives charity to empower others to live a better life. You see, my friends, they say in English that try to become the best person that you can possibly become. Try to become the best person that you can possibly become. Because when it's all over, you will not be remembered for how much money you earned, your rank, your title, your status, your luxurious German sedan, your palatial home. But you will be remembered by how many hearts you touched. You will be remembered by how many hearts you touched. And you know that feeling you get when one day you're at a function, or one day you're walking down the road, and somebody tells you, "Wait, man, aren't you the son of so and so? I know you, I know your father." And then they add an extra line. They add an extra line and they say, "But he was a good man." What they say? "Your father was a good man." Why was he a good man? Why was he a good man? Why was your father a good man? Because of the car he drove? He touched somebody's life. What he did? He touched somebody's life. He wiped the tear of somebody's face. That is what people will remember you for. And so charitable was my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when he did not even have anything by him, look at the impression. Just think in your mind and ask yourself this question: what impression he must have left on the mind and the heart of that Sahabi radiallahu anhu, that when he was even prepared to take off the upper garment and say, "This is all I have for you." What feeling must have hurt, or what feeling must have come into the heart and the mind of that Sahabi when he left the presence of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said, "Oh my brother, I don't have anything by me, but here you can take my upper garment and go." That is the legacy that we need to leave behind. Don't judge. Don't judge people. Allah is the judge. Mine and your job is to help people. In whatever way I can help, I must leave a legacy of good behind. And if that is what we can take from Ramadan, my friends, then inshallah we are hoping that Allah will leave a legacy of good for us and for our progeny as well, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. شما a cold glass of water would do good. الحمد لله الذي أسعد وأشقى وأمات وأحيا وأضحك وأبكى وأوجد وأفنى وأفقر وأغنى وأضر وأقنى ثم خصص بعد عباده باليسر والغنى ثم جعل الزكاة للدين أساسا ومبنى وبين أن بفضله تزكى من عباده من تزكى ومن غناه زكى ماله من زكى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله والمصطفى وسيد الورى وشمس الهدى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه المخصوصين بالعلم والتقى أما بعد فإن الله تعالى جعل الزكاة إحدى مباني الإسلام وأردف بذكرها الصلاة التي هي أعلى الأعلام فقال تعالى وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان وشدد الوعيد على المقصرين فيها فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من آتاه الله مالا ولم يؤدي زكاته مثل له ماله يوم القيامة شجاعا أقرأ له زبيبتان يطوقه يوم القيامة ثم يأخذ بلحزمتي ثم يقول أنا مالك أنا كنزك ثم تلا ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لرجل تخرج الزكاة من مالك فإنها طهرة تطهرك وتصل أقربائك وتعرف حق المسكين والجار والسائل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين
المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سوريا، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كشمير، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، يا أرحم الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين، رب اغفر وارحم وأنت أنحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وكنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, let us ensure our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Once again, we make a humble appeal, being the month of Ramadan, where our deeds are multiplied beyond our expectations. We make this appeal once to each and everyone, inshallah, to contribute generously towards the house of Allah. The 2.5% that what you give is obligatory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remainder 97.5% that Allah has left it to you. Now you decide. Let's see how much you're going to pop out today, inshallah. That 97.5%, Allah says, I leave to you. And the more that you are going to give, inshallah, Allah says, I'm going to multiply, inshallah. So we know the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Ramadan, the breeze of charity used to flow from him. Inshallah. Let us also try to emulate his qualities and bring it into our lives, so that inshallah we also gain the same reward, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذو الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم يا الله يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم، نستغفر الله ونتوب إليك، نستغفر الله ونتوب إليك، نستغفر الله ونتوب إليك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.